2 Samuel chapter 6. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark of God, because the oxen stumbled. 2 Samuel 6:6. Only the one who believes is obedient, and only the one who is obedient believes. What would we have done in such a fragile moment? Instinct would urge us to act, but faith calls us to obey. After 20 years of silence, the ark of God's presence reappears, and celebration turns into tragedy when Uzzah, moved by impulse, touches what God had commanded not to touch. Numbers 4:15. Sometimes we forget that good intentions alone do not please God. He seeks a heart that listens, trusts, and obeys. Does it trouble us that a well-meaning act was met with such severity? Perhaps the real issue is not understanding the punishment, but failing to grasp the depth of God's holiness. When we act based on what seems right, yet ignore what God had spoken, we risk losing sight of who He truly is. Obedience may not always make sense to us, but it is the true language of love. It is not hard to obey when we love the one we obey. Samuel reminded us that obedience is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22. It's not about understanding first and then obeying. It's about trusting first, and then when we don't understand, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Today, more than acting on instinct, let's learn to walk by faith.